We are on Daf Lametesamet Aleph. Before we go to the Gemara further, just would like to correct what I had said yesterday. Shvius Tishmeten on the Tashta does not go on the Hashmatas Chayvis; it goes on Hashmatas Karka. Now we're on the end of the third line. Tane, we learned Bekulon Shamin Lahem Kaoris. All of them, Shamim Lain Kaoris, that the Yerdim Lesei Chasode get what a Oris gets, in the, whatever the minig is in that year, Lamachza Lishli Shal Rabia. So the Gemara asks Ahai, in which case is this speaking about? We had Nichsei Shvuyim, Nichsei Netushim, and Nichsei Ritushim. So, in which case are we speaking about? Ileima Ashvuyim, if this is going on Shvuyim, and Shvuyim we had said is speaking about Shama Shemes, there was an Edechot or a Keil that were saying that this Nishba died, and that we had in, when we had the machlokes of the Tanakame and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, so we had learned as follows: Hayyaret l'nichsei shavi and daflamet chesamet beis, ein meitzin aisei miyodai, v'loyoid alafilu shama shememashmeshin eboim bekidim v'tolash va'ochal areze zoriz v'niska. So it says, Ayered Lenichsei Shavui, and the Yered, this Korev heard. Now, Nichsei Shavui means that there was a Keil, that the Shavui is dead. And now, he's in the Karke, he's working on the Karke, and all of a sudden he hears that the Shavui is not dead, and he's coming. So before this Shavui comes, is kidem v'tolash v'ochal. So he went and cut off, harvested all the peiris and ate them for himself. So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, on this anhoge areze zoriz v'niskar. So he was a zoriz v'niskar and he can eat all the peiris. He didn't do anything wrong. So the Gemara asks, Ileime, so in here it says, V'kulam shomim lehem ke'oris, that all of these yordim, hayoret, lenichsei shavui, we give them a percentage. So the Gemara asks, if this is going ashvuyim, hashte zores v'niska have, if the din is, he can, before the Bailim comes back, he can harvest all the peiris and eat it for himself. May da ashbach mi boy. So when the Bailim came back already, he should not take a chelik in the shvach. He shouldn't be at least as an oris. So that's poshet. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, V'kulon meforish l'kamei ahai koi, uklole l'asuyei mai. In which case are we speaking about that he takes like an oris? Shomen lem ka'oris, im yavoyu ha'bailim, if the bailim will come, yitlu elu b'shvach ka'kois u'peiris, Kiminik arise hamoke. That means if they were mashbiach the karka, let's say they planted trees in the karka, and because of this the karka was mushbech, or the peiris that were harvested, the bailim came back already, so they get a percentage of the shvach and a percentage of the peiris. So in which case is this speaking about? If this is speaking about shvuyim, nichsei shvuyim, Hashte zoris v'niska have v'yitel hakol, he can take everything. He can eat everything before the Bailim comes, even though the Bailim are aware, even though we are aware that the Bailim are not dead. And he's coming. If he chaps a rain, he can eat all the peiris. So, avada givis, when the Bailim come, al kopone, he didn't chap a rain, so he should zicher get a chelik in the peiris and in the shmach. If before the Bailim come, he can eat all the peiris, and we tell him, tznishkefelech, even though we know the Bailim is still alive, Savada givis, when the Bailim come and he can't eat any more all the peiris, but it's zicha, he should at least get a percentage as an oris. So why does the Baraisa have to tell us that shomim lem ka'oris? It's poshet. Elo aretushim. The Baraisa is talking about retushim. That retushim get like an oris. So the Gemara says, no, vatsina isim yodektoni. It's by retushim, it says. Retushim means he left on his own accord. And we see he did not leave over any directions to what to do with the field. So we see he is not interested that anyone should enter his field. So v'mitzin o'isoy miyodin toni. There it says you kick him out of the field if someone entered midaitoy. So zicha doesn't get like an oris. Ela anetushim. It's speaking about netushim. Netushim is a case that the person left, he disappeared. We don't know what happened with him. There's no koil that he's dead. And that's the case that he gets like an oris. So the Gemara says, leman. Now, who is this going according to? Ilaim ala rabbonon, if it's going according to the rabbonon, the Rabbon, there's a machlekes, the Rabbon, and Rav Shimon Gamliel. If it's going according to the Rabbon, no amri mitzina yisim yodai. They say, netushim are like retushim, that's mitzina yisim yodai. So according to the Rabbon, this person does not get like an oris. I Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel, if it's going according to Rabbon Shimon ben Gamliel, ha omar shomati shal netushim kishvuyim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that netushim have the same din like shvuyim. So, l'chayre that means, so just like by shvuyim, if kodam v'tolash v'ochel areze zoriz v'niskar, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds netushim, it's also the same din. That kodam v'tolash v'ochel areze zoriz v'niskar. So if netushim are like shvuyim, so why you have to tell me that he's a like shamalem ka'oris, it's about to give it, it's poshet. If he's a zoris v'niska, and he can eat all the peiris before the bailam come, it's about to give it, when the bailam come, he's ich as a din of an oris al kaponim. So the Gemara answers, kishvuyim v'loy shvuyim. That netushim have a din kishvuyin v'loy shvuyin, but they're not shvuyin. Kishvuyin they metzin oisei miyodoi. Netushim have a din of shvuyin, that just like by shvuyin they metzin oisei miyodoi, you also metzin oisei miyodoi. V'loy shvuyin, but it's kishvuyin, but they're not shvuyin. They all have a similarity to shvuyin. Dilo hosom zoriz v'niska. By shvuyim daloch is that he can kodam v'tolash v'ochel areze zoriz v'niska. Dilo hoche shamin aleika oriz. Here, by netushim, is shamin aleika oriz. So l'chayre would seem that this baraisa that says shamim Lehem Ka'oris is going by Shvuyim, by Netushim, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. And there's no Kavachayim Amadach Zoriz V'niska, Ravada Givis. If Zoriz V'niska before the Bailim came, he can eat everything. Ravada Givis, when the Bailim come, he has a din of a Shemlem Ka'oris. No. the Tushim, there's no din of Zoris Veniska. So Al Kaponim is coming to tell us that Al Kaponim, when the Bailim come, they have a din of Shamim Lehem Keores. Now, let us see Rashi. The Elo, so the Gemara differentiates. The Elo Hosom Zoris Veniska Havi. By Shvuyim, Shama Boishemeis, Zoris Veniska Havi. Zotrashi, the Kivin Sheshamu Boishemeis. This Korev heard that, that the Nishba died. Ki Nochas Lo, Adaiti de Kulo Peri Nochas. So when he went into the field, that means by Shvuyim, when he went into the field, he was Meridin Oisei, we'll see, by Shvuyim, everyone holds Meridin Oisei, Lenichsei Shavi. So let us picture what happened over here. Reuven had a field, and Reuven left for a business trip, and all of a sudden, Beinenu, he was Nishba, was captured. We don't know where he is, we don't know what happened with him. And we hear a coil, and Eidechad will see in Taisvis later, or a coil, that is that, and that's not a Birur Gomor, but it's something. So, Bezdin comes over to this Korev, who's the Yairish, to tell him, listen, Yenna disappeared. We don't know exactly what happened with him. There's rumors that he's dead. Could be he's dead. We don't know. But want you to take over the field. Fine. Want to take over the field. Now, this Korev that comes into the field, he hears everything. He hears, good, Bezdin wants him to take over the field, to work on the field. He also hears there's rumors that he's dead. So, that, in other words, that means that the field, he's the closest Yerush, that the field will belong to him. So when he goes into the field, he's going to put all his koiches in the field, he's going to be in Zayretz. More good, it's not zicher, the whole Ilam Haz is not zicher, but I'll kapon him. More or less, this is his field. So Lamais, he goes into the field, puts in all his koiches, to make a good crop, and he's under the impression that Mistama, all the peiris that will grow will belong to him. Mistama is dead. Good, Tzadi's alive, but let's look at the brighter side of the picture. Mistama is dead, and the karka belongs to me. Zot Rashi, the kiven sheshamu boy shemeis ki nochas lo. So when he went into the field, he went to eat all the peiros. Fine. So therefore, there's a dinosaur. It's Veniska. Then there's such a lot. Avo, we'll explain this one. Avo, hocha, deloi shomu shemeis, but netushim, we know he's missing. There's no kill. We haven't the faintest idea if he's alive, if he's dead. We don't know anything. So he's going into the field. He hears, I'm a Yerush, I'm going to get the field. I mean, should you think that he died? No one's speaking. He's missing. But who says that he's dead? So when he goes into the field, he doesn't go into the field to take the peiros. A little ka'oris b'chol shona. So the Gemara says that there's a difference, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, between Shvuyim and Netushim. Shvuyim, he heard that he's dead. There's no Bir Gamal, but there's Tzedodim that he's dead. So when the Korev goes into the field, he goes in Adaita to take the Peres. And therefore, he's allowed to eat all the Peres. Afilu. When the that they hear, he's working on the field, Mamish mit Mesiris Nefesh, he works on the field, he's mashbir the field, a bumper crop, and all of a sudden someone calls him up on the phone, you know, Yekarov is alive. He's coming back in 2 months. Shem Yishamayim. Put so many kaych. So he goes, he's alive. So he's going to take the payrus, my hard work, I'm just going to get a percentage. He goes, cuts off all the payrus and he eats it. Zaris Veniska. Because he abided the lechos payrus uyore. Netushim, no one said that he's dead. So when he went in lechatchila, he doesn't call him that he's dead. So he's working on the field, so somebody's going to come back eventually, so he's working to take a percentage. So each year he takes a percentage like an oros. So this is the chiddush. The chiddush is, the most takasha, the oros v'niska, if ha-shteitzach is he can take like an oros, most says, no, the chiddush is by netush. Now, the Ran asks Akasha and Rashi, we have to understand the logic in Rashi. Rashi says, by Shvuyim, well, when he went in Adaita Lechel Asapeiros. Fine! He went in Adaita Lechel, he had good dreams and hopes that this Karka belongs to him and Adaita is going to eat the Peiros. But now we find out that he's alive, he's coming back, so Mehechi Teisi, why should he? Since he went in to eat the peiros, he eats the peiros. I mean, it's not his peiros. The lemais is not a yerish. The yen is alive. So what's the logic that over here we say, well, since he went in on this assumption, so he eats the peiros. What's the logic? This kasha Daran asks on Rashi. So I saw the Nachlas Moshe says Pshat and Rashi as follows. When this Korev comes into the field, who tells him to go into the field? I mean, Bezdin, Meridin Korev, Lenichsei Shovi. Bezdin comes over to him, they hear what happened, Bezdin hears there's a girl, he's dead, and doesn't he have a field, and you have to do something about the field. Bezdin calls him over and says, Abid, you're the closest korev, you're the yoyrish. This rumors that he's dead. Some of the karka will belong to you. You have to take care of the field. Now, let's just dramatize this. He hears. So he says, listen, here's my field, so there's a tzad, it's my field, I'm going to put all my koyches. But what'll be if he's alive? You're not telling me that Zichar dead. There's a tzad he's alive. I'm going to put in my koiches. So listen, Rabbi Yisai. If he's alive, but I'm working on one condition, that the peiros that come out, I'm allowed to eat. Till he comes back. That means, Kozman, he doesn't come back, you're the Bailam on the field. There's no one that can give instructions on the field, no one can. Bezdin is the Bailam, Bezdin is the apotropos to take care of the field. He's missing, and Bezdin is taking care. And you're telling me to go in. So this Korev says, I'm asking, I hear it, but I'm only gonna do this, you're telling me that it could very well be it's your field. I'm going to work like it's my field. But tonight, that a fellow is alive, I want to have the payers till he comes back. And Bezdin can make this condition with him because Bezdin is the Bailam. Bezdin is the one that's telling him to go in. Bezdin is taking care of the field. And he's doing this adaita doch, adaita dachilis payers noches. So that's taka the din. So if he went and he heard that he's alive, he is a Zoras of Niska. That was the Upmach. That was the Upmach that since Adaita the Peiros Noches, that he can eat the Peiros Kozman, the Bailam doesn't come back. Bezdin, that's the Upmach with Bezdin. If he wasn't a Zoras of Niska, now the Bailam comes back. Now it's a new story. It's the karka belongs to the Bailam. Now we can't eat the peiros anymore. Bezdin never had a bailus to say that you can eat the peiros after the Bailam comes back. Bezdin is only the Bailam. Kozman, there's no other Bailam. The Bailam comes back. So then, you worked on my field, a groisen yashikoyach, you'll be a noris. You'll be a noris. You'll get like a noris, right? That's davke by shvuyim. By netushim. Netushim, no one, achlal heard that he's dead. Ken acholim is dead. He's missing. We don't know. So the korev lechatchile doesn't go in the night of the peyre nochis. Should you think that the peyre should belong to you? No one ever mentioned that he's dead. He's missing. So he goes in altsanoris. He goes in altsanoris. So that's what he'll get. So he'll get, only get altsanoris. So each year, a little before the bailam comes back, but he doesn't go a night of the peyre. I mean, the karka belongs to him. Yen is a cheskes chai. Mustafa is going to come back. No one said zakel. So then the oris noches. So then he gets each year a percentage of an oris, and he leaves over the peiris. That's the chilek according to Shimon Gamliel between shvuyim and the tushim. Fine. Now let's go a little further. Umayishna. Fragt die Gemara. Mayishna mahodes nan. Amoitzi oitzois al nixe ishtoi. Oitzi harbe ve ochel kime. Kime ve ochel harbe. Masha hoitzi hoitzi o masha ochel ochel. So now the Nachlos Moshe wants to say pshat in Rashi. We'll need the Gemara Tavar according to Rashi, and the way the Nachlos Moshe says Pshat and Rashi, which is mashma like this in the Lashonis of Rashi. The Gemara asks Amir de Kekashi. The halacha is, let's go first to the halacha, and then we'll explain the kashi. The din is, Amoitzi Oitzois al Nichsei Ishtai. What does that mean? A husband has a right of Nichsei Maluk. That means when he got married, his wife had a karka. And the din is the karka is hers, the peiris are his. That's the din of Nichsei Maluk. A husband goes, so that means that he can, when he goes into the karka, what is his intent? His intent is, he married a woman with a karke. The karke is us, but the peiris and the shvach is all going to be his. He comes in with an intent to he's going to work on the karke, he's going to better the karke, it's going to be, it's a Baruch Hashem. And he goes and puts in a lot of koiches in the karke, he invests a lot of money in the karke. Meiridik. He had an intent to make a lot of money from this karke. And then what happened after he invested all this money in the karke, before he had a chance to see the results, the peiris, he gives his wife a get. Oops. So nishke gainget, he gives his wife a get. Fine. Get now. Now we have a field that's flourishing and it's worth so much more, all of his koiches. Hoitzi. Halbe v'ochel kime. He only had a little peiris. He invested so much v'ochel kime. That's what Nagel on them. Oba, let's see the second in. Oda kima v'ochel halbe. Or the other way around. He didn't invest anything and he ate a lot. And he ate mamish the peiris. Then he gives her a get. So mamish, he didn't invest anything and there was a bumper crop and he ate all the peiris. Then he gives her a get. So the din is, Masha hoitzi hoitzi, o Masha ochal ochal. So the din is, you invested money, you ate. There's nothing more than that. There's nothing more what to talk about. Now, let's understand this halacha. And anegei alonu is the first half of the halacha. He invested a lot of money in the field. And then, he gives her a get. Fine. She could get. So. Va'ochal kime. He ate one apple, then the next day he gave her a get, and he invested, he made a whole apple orchard in dust, and he ate one apple. A guten tog. You don't get more than that. So he
He says, Shemesh, man, look what I did to the field. I mean, the whole field, this whole apple orchard is because of me. I spent so much money, thousands of dollars. I ate one apple. And that's the Yashikoyach what I get. Nothing, Golnish. So the Teretz is, come to Nishkan Yashikoyach. The investment, you didn't invest for her. You invested for yourself. You didn't know that you would give her a get. I mean, this is, when you invested, you were under the impression, this is your field, you're going to invest, you're going to have a field that's going to flourish, and you're going to make a lot of money. That's where you invested. You had who in Zinnin? Zich, Zich, and Zich. You had yourself in Zinnin, that's all. You didn't do it for her, you did it for yourself. Now it comes out you gave her a get, so you're going to get nothing. No. Sekunte Golnisht. That means you can't go and mum from her. You know what I did for your field. You didn't do anything for me. You did for yourself. And now it comes out that you gave me a get. So finished. That's all. You can't ask anything from me. You had done for yourself. Zukta Nachlas Moshe, the Gemara's Kasha is now contradictory. And the Etzem Kasha state in Rishonim, but they don't learn this pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara before asked the Kasha that by Shvuyim, the Gemara said, Neutel Ka'oris. So Moses says, you have to tell me, Shomim Loi Ka'oris, that's Poshet. If Shvuyim the din is Zoris Veniska, before the Bailam comes back, if he cuts off all the Peres, he can eat the Peres. So if he didn't cut off the Peres, so he shouldn't get like an Oris. He should definitely get like an Oris. But the Gemara, Anshuldik, the logic doesn't work like that. You know why is he a Zoris Veniskar? Because Adaita the Perinochi, when he went into the field, he didn't go into the field for Yenna to be Mashbich Yenna's field. He went for himself. He went for himself. So if Lemaise, so good, so there was an upmach. If Kozman, he doesn't come back, I can eat the Peres. But the minute he comes back, the Bailam comes back, that upmach with Bezl becomes bottle. So why is it so poshut shamin like Ka'oris? Now, listen, pay me for my work. You did it for me. You did it for yourself. So the Nachlas Moshe learns the Gemara is asking that what the Gemara said before. For a double poshet hashten zoris v'niska shomin loy ka'oris mi boilei. Take the Gemara. The logic doesn't work like this. Maishna mi moitzi heitzois al nichse yishtoi hoitzi harbe va'ochel timo masha hoitzi masha ochel ochel. And if that's shomin loy ka'oris, since he did it for himself, so he doesn't get anything. That's Pshat the Gemara's Kasha. Let us see Rashi. Nichsei Ishtoi. Nichsei Meluk. Shvoichel Peres. Vakeren Shelo. Hoitzi Haba Vochel Peres Kime. Koidim Shemesu Shegirshe. Yep. Fine. So about that's the Gemara's Kasha. We have a kasha d'mal. And for the Gemara, ha lo idom ye el aloha. There's a girsa d'amar, Rav Yudah mar Rav Chizde. No. Don't compare this to amaitzi heitzois al nichsei ishtoi. This is similar to a different aloha. Hamoitzi hoitzois al nichsei ishtoi ktano, kemoitzi al nichsei achadomi. Alme kiven de loy samche daite, tkine le rabonon, ke echad loy livsin, lisadino. Ochanami tkine le rabon, ke echad loy livsadino. Let us see Rashi. Zegt Rashi, ho loy domi. This is Zegt Rashi, terutzehu. Ha de nichsei shvuyin, as he says, we're talking about shvuyin, not netushim. Ha de nichsei shvuyin, la ha de ishtai ktani domi. So this is a teretz a nichsei shvuyin.
So we see from Rashi, the Kasha was on Nichsei Shvuyim, and this is the Teretz on Nichsei Shvuyim. And we'll see clearly what the Teretz is. Tano, Shehi Yesoimo, Shisiya Imo Vachel. The din is a person married a Ketana. And we're talking about a Kedushin Darabon. Kedushin Darabon, the father's dead, and her mother married her, or the brothers married her. Ben Kedushin Taivsan Bamina Taivsan. So it's not a Daraisa de Ke. Elam Idivrei Seifrim. The whole thing is a Darabon de Kedim. Lefikach Yoitza Bemien Balkor Choi Im Temain. So the din is by a Ketana, it's a Kedushin Darabon. So Mameli married a Ketane. So since this whole thing is a Drabona de Keishus, they made a Mura de Kekula. If during the marriage, before she becomes a Gedoyla, she'll have a whim in her mind and she'll say, goodbye, I don't want to be married to you, it's bottled the issues. It's Kedushin de Rabona, and it's good that they married her off, but Al Kaponim, she, whenever she wants to be my mind, she can be my mind, and it's bottled the issues. Kemoitzi al nichsei achadomi. Ve'im hoitzi v'loi ochal kedei oitzoso yisham eloi kores. Now, so the din is, now we have the same scenario. L'choire. We have the same scenario. A person married a ktane. Perhaps one of the incentives for marrying this ktane, or the nechosim she brought in a lot of karkois. Memele, she was worth her weight in gold, she brought in karkois. Fine. No, he's married to Baruch Hashem. He goes into the fields and he invests and he makes the fields worth Moiradik. Then all of a sudden he's otot, he wants to be Levoich ala Mugmar. Now Baruch Hashem, she tells them goodbye. It's fine. So here the din is, oh, goodbye. I hear goodbye. And Shuldik, I have to take like an oris. I worked on your field, I have to take like a nose. Now, Kan Shoyul Aben, you worked for me? You worked for yourself! You worked for yourself! I mean, you were working in the honest business. You worked for yourself. It's the same thing. In Lomdus, it's the same. That's the dinner mighty choice on Nichseish. In Lomdus, it's the same. Afal Pikain, the din is he takes like a novice. Now, why do you take like a novice? Not with lumdis. Chazam zacharengim ishto. Why? V'loisam chedayte she'emuzik biyodai. That means that when he's going into the field, he knows very well he's sitting on a keg of dynamite. I mean, he's married and thus, and what'll be if she's going to be mamayin? The doyik shemo tamayin boy. He's aware of this. It's a keg of dynamite. It's up to her. She says no, and it's finished. Tekinu lei rabbonon. So the rabbonon made a takona. Not with lumbis. This is a takona the rabbonon. Little kaoris, that you can get like an oris. Why? Ki heichi deloy nifsedino. Shlo yekalkel akakois lezeiron tamid. V'lo yaved v'lo yader kram. Chazal were afraid like this. He knows he's not too secure with the fields. To know what he's going to do, he's going to chaparayim. He's going to plant every 2 months another crop. He's not going to fertilize the field. He's going to chapa whatever I can. I don't know how long this marriage is going to be. And so he's going to chaparayim. And he's going to pay crop after crop. He's going to be makrish the karki. He won't do anything. He'll just do anything and everything possible to see how much payers he can get out of the kalka before she's mamayin. Because he doesn't know how long this marriage is going to last. Now, that's, Chazal understood, that's the machshava of a person who marries a ketana. They didn't want this. This is a shekel chazak. So he's going to go into the field and he's going to be makrish the field. He's going to be mekalkul the field to get as much out of the kalka that he can get. And Nebuch, when she'll be Mamayin, before she had a good kalka, now she is a shmata of a kalka. So Chazal made a takone. Chazal made a takone. You know, if she'll be Mamayin, you're going to get like an oris. That means you're going to get like an oris. So the minute we tell him you're going to get like an oris, so it rings a bell. Listen,
if you, the better care you make, you handle with the kalke, the more you're going to get. Listen, it's not her kalke. You will also derive benefit by taking care of the kalke. So therefore, there was a takonas chazal, ki heiche deloy liv sedinu. That means even though in Lomdis you're right, in Lomdis, since Noches Adaita the Peri, he's doing for himself, not for her. In Lomdis, if she's Memayim, he shouldn't get anything. That's Lomdis. That's just like Aboitza Yitzoyis HaNifse Ishtoy. The din is that Hoitzi Harbay V'Ochel Kime is donished. It's finished. You did for yourself. You didn't do for me. You gave me a gift now. And sure, don't ask me now. I should pay you as an Oris. You did for yourself. That's Lomdis. In Lomdis, he doesn't get anything. But Chazal were afraid, we're going to go with Lumbus. So when he marries a Ketane, he's going to ruin the Kaka in order to see whatever he can get out of the Kaka. Since he's so insecure, he doesn't know what's going to happen with his marriage. So he's going to ruin the Kaka. And Chazal didn't want that he should ruin the Kaka. So Chazal told him, Rabid, you should know, if she's Memayin, you're going to get like an Oris. So Memele, so it rings a bell by him. So the more careful I am with the kalke, the more benefit I'll get. So now already it's worthwhile for him to take care of the kalke, because he's going to get like an Oris. That's the Gemara too, so that's by Shvuyim. By Shvuyim, the Gemara before Estakasha, Maishna Mehoitzi Eitzos Al-Nifseish Tegdoilo. That the din is that what? That he Masha Hoitzi, Masha Ochal Ochal, and he doesn't get like an Oris. And here you said before that Nifse Shvuyim, when the Bailan comes back, he gets like an Oris. What kind of Yosha is this? So the Gemara says, yeah. In Lomdus Yitake right. But since by Nichsei Shvuyim he doesn't know if the Baal is going to come, he's also insecure. He doesn't know that Neidecha says that the Baal is dead. But who says? He knows very well. So in himself there's a conflict. He's dead. But Lidach Gisem, there's that tzad, he knows very well that the Baal can come back. And therefore he can ruin the Kalke. Nuchaparayim before the Bailam comes back. So Chazal told him, no, you take like an Oris. That's how the Nachlas Moshe learns Pshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi, it's a beautiful Mahalach. Yeah, but let's just mention one thing more. Two things we have to mention. One thing we have to mention, so it comes out like this. Nichsei Shvuyim, he takes like an Oris. That means meikar adin nichsei shvuyim. The din should be is as old as the niska kolzman. The bailim didn't come back because adaita the peiri nochi. That's one thing. But when the bailim comes back, meikar adin he shouldn't take like an oris. Chazal said that he should take like an oris to ensure he should not be mamsed the karka. That was atakonas Chazal. Nichsei netushim, he doesn't have any chaloimis bechlal that the kark is going to be his. No one ever said that the bailam is dead. Nichsei netushim is, he's poshut, so he's yoyred al tanoris. That means he's a yoyred, some of the bailam is going to come back. He's going to work, and you're paying him like an oris, so it won't be mekalkul the kark. So that what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, "Nichsei netushim erem ke nichsei shvuyim will take like an oris." He means the halach is the same. Both of them take like an oris, but in Lomdis is a big chilek. Nichsei shvuyim take like an oris al tatakonas chazal. Meikar adin he shouldn't take anything if the bailam come back because adaita dinav sheyobit. That's meikar adin, but. Chazal made a takonik eichet the lady sedina lari shouldn't be mekalkel the kalka. So they said, hey, you have to give him like an oris. Nichsei netusha mikaradin. He was yorad adaita doris. That's lechayr pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi. Taisvis is different. But we're not learning Taisvis. This one ha'orah that the Nachlas Moshe asks on Rashi, this Rashi says, let's see what Rashi Moitzi al Nichsei Acher Domi. Here it says that by Nichsei Shvui, by Moitzi al Nichsei Ishtoi Ktano, Kamoitzi al Nichsei Acher Domi, Vim Hoitzi v'loi Ochal Kedei Haitzaosoi, Shomim Loi Ka'oris. That means if Loi Ochal Kedei Haitzaosoi, Shomim Loi Ka'oris. So it seems from this Rashi is saying, Amor de Kechidish. What if it's Ochal Kedei Haitzaosoi? I mean, L'chayre, there's two things. There's investment what a person, the itzois that a person puts into better the karka, then the shvach of the karka. I mean, the cost that it costs him to invest in the karka is one thing, that's a bill. But then the shvach. Chazal wanted that he should be careful in the karka. That means he shouldn't go overboard. He'll be mafsed it. Look, we didn't finish the Rashi's. Tekinu lei lavon en litel ka'ores, ki yeiche de lei nifsedinu, shlo yekalko la kakois, lezoir en tomit, b'la yaveit, b'la yader komim. There was a takone, we have a fear, sai by ishtoi ktane, and sai by nifsei shvuyim, we have a fear, he might be mekalko de kalke, so memele, so we had a, zogim too, listen, be careful, you're gonna get from it. It's not a hefkevel. The better you take care of it, the more you're going to get. That's how a person will be able to take care of the kalk. Fine. So this is an incentive. We're telling him you're gonna take ka'oris, that'll be careful. Now Rashi just threw in a monkey wrench. You know when he gets a ka'oris? If he didn't get kedei hoitzosai, that means hoitzi halbei v'ochel kimen, so memele, then he gets like a nohes. But with Simfon Rashi, v'im hoitzi v'ochel kedei hoitzosai, but if it was hoitzi v'ochel kedei hoitzosai, he invested his $250 by stays from Rashi, then he doesn't get like a nohes. So nachas Moshe eska Rashi, why not? I mean, we have to give him an incentive that he should be Elech. If he doesn't tell him, listen, if he don't get Kedei Etzosi, then we're going to give you a profit. If you have Kedei Etzosi, so this guy might well be reckless. I mean, so this Rashi is a difficult Rashi to understand. Al-Kaponim, this is Pshat and the Gemara. Let's go a little further. V'kulon shomin lehem ka'oris. Now, we hear this paraisa. Kulon shomin lehem ka'oris. V'kulon lasuye mar. What is this kulon coming to include? Lesuye hod omar Rav Nachman omar Shmuel. Shavui shen nishba meridin korev l'nechosov. That's it in. Nishba yit meridin korev l'nechosov. And he gets like an oris. Yotza ledas, but what if he left? He wasn't a nishba. He left on his own accord. Ein meiriden korev l'nechos. Okay, because that's called nichsei retushim. He left on his own accord. He didn't tell anybody what to do with the karke. So we see he's not interested that anyone should come into the karke. Ein meiriden korev l'nechos. V'Rav Nachman didei omar, Rav Nachman didei said, boi reyach areyu kishobi. There's a certain instance that a person left the karke, he wasn't nishbo, and areyu kishobi. And also meridin. Like the Gemara, what's the case? Boi reyach machmas mai. Ileimo machmas kargem, if he was a boi reyach, because he knew they're going to mount taxes from him. Next month is tax month. And he doesn't have what to pay. So he made a vayivrach. Hainu ledas. So that's called a bricha ledas. That means next month is tax month. He's going away. He can't be around here. Who knows if he'll ever come back. But Al Kaponim, he's going away. He can't be in town when the tax collectors come. But if you're going away, why didn't you leave instructions what's going to be with your karka? So that he doesn't leave instructions what to be with his karka is telling us he doesn't want anyone to go into the karka. He had time to take care of the karka, to instruct us what to do. He didn't do it. That's saying, I don't want anyone in the karka. That's kareis machmas karka. Bakarka. Elo bereyach machmas merodin. Not speaking of a different case. He killed someone. He killed someone. Now, the minute he killed someone, he has to get out of town. The Sarashi says, we'll see, in Poras, the halacha was, whoever kills someone, there's a death sentence on a murderer. And he killed someone. So he can't, he doesn't have a minute he has to get out as soon as possible. So even though he's not a shovi, it's yotza midas, but he's a bohu, he's fatumu. So he can't now tell Chayzbo what to do with the karka. He has to find the quickest train out of the town as soon as possible. So if you go into his karka, so Memele, also then is shaman like Ka'oris. And it's Meriden Take, and you learn, and there's no reyes from that he didn't tell anybody what to do. And there's the din is shamal, that's vikulon shamal, not only by nichsei shavui, but by reyach ma. Zot the Gemara weiter. Rashi. Lesi od rav nach berech mach besmrodim. Yotzol da sein merid. Dikiv in shoy yeshofui bedaita. He was shofui. He wasn't bold. Leitzivo belechti leildin nechosav shmamin olay. Nichalay. Barei acharei kishovi shein dati mishe besolov mach mashubo. Mach maskar gesheli memalef roya kesev gulgal tele melech. Ubarei ach lifnei boyes man. Aine yeitzel adash shein kan behola. Mach mas merodin shahor ges hanefesh upasoi hoidin ashvich hasdomin. Krimine babakam emrodin iritziche bloshem parsi. Amefosh bishom deravai goyim. So then is shom leikom. Amar Rav Yehuda Meshvur, Shavoi Shenishbo, Biniach Kama Likzer, Anovim Likzer, Tmorim Likdor, Zaisim Limsoik, Bezn Yerdan Nachosav Amidam Apetropis, Vekaitzer, Ubeitzer, Vagoida, Umeisa. Achakach, Meiridim, Korif, Linachosav. Now, the Gemara is saying, Amar de Kazach. We had over here, we hear till now that by anichsei shavui, the halacha is maridin kol v'nechoso when you give him like an oris and there's a whole seder a korev and he says oris v'niska. That's gebaldik. That is only if we have a field that needs tipple. So Mamela, we have to get someone to be metapol, we take a korek. And he's metapol and he gets benefits. What is if the field by Sher Gusham does not need tipple? Every the fruits grew already, all we need is to harvest the field, which is not such a big deal. It's not a tipple in the field. There's no, like this we gave him, the Gemara, Shmuel said, why am I reading Korov and the Chosa? Maybe it'd be Mafsid the Kalker. I was afraid of this. So Shmuel said, listen, give him a canoris. A kaponim. But we have to give incentives. There's Cheshbainis. Telling someone to take over the field, which is an Achayis. So there's a whole parsha. But if by Shevusham, there's no big deal. All we have to do is harvest the payas. So then, Shmuel said, Amir Dikazach, Shavui Shanishba, Benich Koma Likza, everything is finished already. You just have to be Kaitza, the Koma, and Novim Likza, Tamar Likdir Zaysim Musay. Is Bezn Yerdan Chosov, Mamidin Apetropis. Then we don't go to a Korev. We put up a sign, who wants to do a Chesed,
there is a field, the Nebuch Yenner is a Nishba, this fruits that have to be harvested. Who wants to do a chesed to take off the fruits? And finished. That's all we're asking over here. And the Yidin and then Goimlei Chasodim and the Goimlei Chasodim, we'll find someone who'll do it, will offer his services, and then and does it finished. There's no chashas over here. We mekalkul the field. He's not taking over the field. He's just harvesting the crop. The koitza ubaitza begoida ramoisik. That's this year's crop. The achaka. But now, good. This year's crop is taken care of. Fine. But what's with there's a field over here. We have to be chayrish and zareya for next year. By reading korev lenachosa. Now. This is step number two for next year. Now we have to work on the field, be Zerchirish and Zerreya, and all these things. Now we have the olden, where I have to find the Korev, and with the Holeitza, with the incentives, we give him like an Oris, and we'll give him more than an Oris. Frek the Gemore, look him up at Tropel Oilam. There's just an eye opener now. You just said, that when it's only a small job to do, we put up a sign, and then yeah, the Hala Eden would like to do chesed, so they go there. So let's make the whole thing a chesed attempt. Someone a chesed, again is a nishba, and those, so why do you need the maisa with a korev and you pay him, you give him? Let's do it. We'll find someone who wasn't accepted in Tatzon. He wants to do chesed. He should go and take care of the field. I mean, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, no. Apetropel de Knani loy mekmina. I got news for you. To do such a chesed, so if sahandel tzach mit ayosem, that's a mitzvah. A yosem is a mitzvah. Nebuch Yosem, when the father died, there's no one to take care of the karka. There you'll find is a Karen Yosemim. And then you'll go, people will offer to be an apotropos on Nichse Yosemim for free. No problem. That's. But there's Lediknani. Here we have a person, the karka belongs to a person with a big beard, but he's not a yosem. He's a dust. You won't find such a thing. For a small job, memela, but to take over the whole field, l'shem chesed, forget about it. Bezlin will never find such a thing. So memela, there you have to go already with incentives. So then it's meridin korev l'nichsei shom. Let us see what Rashi says. That Rashi ma'amidin apetropis l'hachnis dover ha'muchem v'yei shomo l'baylim, and this will be shomo l'baylim. Then we'll be made a korev lashbiach. He just told me that there's people who do this for free. So why do we need this whole maisa with a korev? So the Gemara says, apetropel diknani loy makmina. Ein bezn teuchen levakish apetropes. Bezin, you can't tell this, the Bezin should start looking for people to do chesed with someone, shnismal is ekonom. Lefi, you know why you can't be matrich Bezin? Lefi shaloi yimtsu, they won't find. You want to send the Bezin on a goose chase. I mean, they won't find such a thing. The bishloi meliyasmi, if there's never such an umglik, that the father died, and there's left over a kalk, and they yisayim him, and they can't take care of it. Ike de shomaluhu, v'hava apetropis, l'dvar mitzvah. Aval ediknani, lo shmiyalu, Bezna will never listen. No one will ever offer their services. So memela, so that's why there's a difference. Samiridike Trumasadesh, and I saw today Trumasadesh means an atoisvis in the first peirik. The aloha is asaymech al shulchan oviv mitziyose loviv. Godol asamach al shulchan oviv mitziyose loviv. That means his father supports him, so Mameli finds a mitziyah, seed goes to the father. You know why? Because if the seed doesn't go to the father, I got news for you. Then the father will get hurt and he'll tell us some a guten tag. And so that's what you do. Mishum Eva, you give him. So Tosfos, what if a yosem is being misgadled by someone and he finds a metziah? So Tosfos says, there you don't give the metziah to the person you say mechan. He'll stop giving him tea. It's not no chidum which will give a yosem. Someone that has a father, the father doesn't give him tea. He says, well, you keep it in the nebuch, he has a father, the father, that's not our business. No one jumps on these mitzvahs. I say, it's not such, he has a father, his father's angry with him. Good. Give him the mitzvahs, the father should be angry. But no one will offer their services. Hayosim is nebuch, hayosim. So mamela, so therefore, so if the father won't give, so other people will offer to be, they should be soymech al shulchanam.